Yeah, amen.
Something obsessed on the Aleph. Every time I go back over this Gemara, I get more chidush to the scene, but we have to also move on a little bit. So we got to the stage of Ein Sofek Mideivan. The Rabbi was saying, you can't compare the two bechlal. In our case, the bulldog, chomet in the house, we get the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you see chomet taken in the house by chulda, you cannot assume that the chulda is at the top. You cannot assume the chulda is at the top. Reason being, you can't assume the chulda is at the top. The reason being, because since you know for sure that chomet is brought in the house, ain't something mighty in the yivana. Ain't something mighty in the yivana. I mean, even though, as we explained in Tosfos, there's a very high probability that the animal did eat it. Right? It's not just some a sophic. It's a sophic erogia. There's a very high probability that the animal did eat it. But ain't something mighty in the yivana. The only time we could be Mako by Maduris Akum was because there was a double sophic. Who says Bechlau that the Nephil was there? And even if it was, maybe it ate it. But when it's not a double sophic, where we know for sure Chometz was brought in the house, then even though it's a sophic erogel, even though it's a very high probability that the animal did eat it, even though we have that high probability, we cannot be Mekel. We can't be Mekel. Why can't we be Mekel? Because Ein Safek Moitzi Midei Vada.
You mean if we know for sure there was a Nephil there, we can't make the assumption, and it's not there anymore, we can't make the assumption that the animal ate it.
We don't know that it's not there. If we know it's not there, then you're right. But we can't assume it's not there based on the assumption that the animal ate it. So then now again, we want to stress before we start today's share, we're not talking about a normal topic. We're talking about a topic herogium. What's a topic herogium? Like Tesis Oka, it's a type of topic which is very thought, and the Gemara Mitzchila thought, it's enough even to counter a Vada. I mean, when the Gemara starts off the Gemara, what was the Gemara's question? We knew he took comments in, but yeah, we had a hub, you know. We should be able to rely on the fact that the animal ate it. How can we rely on such a thing? We know for sure there was chomets there. Maybe ate it. So how come another Gemara was that since it's a sophic erogil, since it's such a strong sophic, we can rely on it. Rava's saying that the strong sophic is not enough to rely on it. Even though it's a strong sophic, not enough to rely on it, because the Ein Sofek Moitzi Midei Vada. Since we know for sure that the Chomet's there, we can't rely on the Sofek. And even if they held that way, because if they only said that we can take on it, it's certainly essence. If they held that with meat, it definitely eats it. And with Chomet, there's no certainty that it's it. But there's still, there's no disagreement between everyone that this Sofek is not a normal Sofek. This is a sophic herogium, a sophic which is a rave. You can come up, be 100% sure, come up, not 100% sure, but it could be, it's not a 50-50 sophic. It's a majority cases that the animal did eat it. But not enough.
The same with the nephilim.
Same with the nephilim. It's one to rather the same with the nephilim. The reason?
The whole
right, so why? Why by Nephil can you rely that the animal ate it? So according to it, the reason was because meat, not just a sophic, it's a vada ate it. According to Rava, it's because of the sphexi. I don't even know if there was... On the side, you know, you wouldn't be able to make it.
Why?
Only because we don't know.
It's
a double sophic. We don't know there was an apple there. And even if there was, there's a high likelihood there was eaten. If I know that they buried an apple there, You would not be able to rely on this office. That's an Achaemenid in Robin of Zia.
You're not
able to? The Bible is not talking about Kitchen, you know there was the Nephil there. So that's an Achaemenid in Robin of Zia. Kunja of Zia, if I knew they buried the Nephil there, I could rely on this Chulda. Why? Because Chulda is definitely eat up meat. According to Rava, you can't rely on it. Because there's no 100% sure that they eat up meat. It's definitely a roiv. It's definitely a roiv that they eat up meat. There's no 100% certainty they eat up meat. Right? So, this is a fundamental point to understand the whole Omer, and as we go on. That we're not talking about a normal Sofer. That's what we ended off with Tesis yesterday. We're not talking about a normal Sofer. You'll say in American as well. We're not talking about a normal Sofer. We're talking about a Sofer Harogil. Sofer Harogil means a Sofer where the majority tells me he did eat it. But says Rava, in Sofer makes you midei vale. In Sofer makes you midei vale. Question is, what does that mean? What do you mean by ain't sovereign might see me day vale? You learned the Gemara, the Yeshua? You went on in the Gemara? Yeah. Very good. So, what does it mean, ain't sovereign might see me day vale? I mean, it's not a topic, it's a raise here. It's a normal rule, ruba v'chazoko, ruba odit. If you have a sovereign, if you have a chazoko, chazoko. Against that, you have a roiv. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba odiv. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba odiv. So why here should we not rely on the roiv? Ruba v'chazaka here, there was chomet. Against that, you have a roiv, animals eat it. You have a roiv and a chazaka, the ruba should be odiv.
Yeah, but here you've got the option of going to check. You know, you do ruin the chazaka when you don't have another way out.
I'm asking a question on this. Rabbanu's got a good aura, but Rabbanu's question or my question? Which one do you want to? I'll say it, but my question and Rabbanu's point. The question I'm asking is, there's a klal. There's two klalim that we need to know about in Yiddishkeit. One is called the chazaka. If somebody married a... If somebody marries a woman, and she is now an Eishes Ish, she's also an Eishes Kohen, because her husband was a Kohen. So, even if her husband goes away...
Oh, no. He went away for a long time.
For a long time. She's allowed to eat, come on, on the assumption of her husband to have a Kula and a Chuma. Why? Because Chazaka tells me if her husband was alive yesterday, he's alive today. Right? So we can assume she's still a married person. She's still married to that person. Ruba v'chazaka, that's Chazaka. There's something called a Rav. Something called a Rav. Rav people that do shita are mumchim. That's a Rav. You can assume that Rav people that do shita are mumchim. It's a Rav. And what happens when you have a clash between a Ruba and a Chazaka? You have a clash between a Roiv and a Chazaka. Which one's stronger? A case could be every animal has a Chazaka that's not Shochet. Right? Every animal has a Chazaka and has a Shkita. And now, I have a piece of meat that's been shechted by somebody. Can I rely on the Roiv that it was shechted well? On the one hand, I've got chazaka that this animal's not kosher, hasn't had a shechita. On the other hand, I've got a roiv, people that do shechita are mumchinim. I've got roiv against the chazaka. The klal is, ruva chazaka, ruva odif. A roiv is always stronger than a chazaka. Pshat is because a roiv is a biru. A roiv is not just a telling you how to behave. A roiv is, the Torah said, you should follow the roiv, right? I don't make passing like the Rav, both follow the Rav. Rav is a biru, is a clarification of the situation. Chazaka isn't. Chazaka is a hanhoga. Chazaka tells you how to behave. Hazaka says, if yes, it was like she was married, you can take on today she was married. There's no clarification. Just, we can assume that's how you should behave. So when you have a clarification against how to behave, a biru against Chazaka, against Hanaga, we follow the biru. That's in a nutshell. Rav always beats, always trumps Chazaka. Rav beats Chazaka. So, the question is here, every other Chazaka that was comment in the house. Chazaka that was comment in the house. And there was a Rav animal eat comments. Right? It's a Rav. It's not a normal 50-50. It's a Rav. Therefore, why shouldn't we rely on this Rav? Why is the Gemara saying, we should rely on the Rav. And you can't tell me it's special halacha with Zikas Chomet. Maybe you'll say that's the chance. Zikas Chomet, you can't rely on this Rav, because Zikas Chomet, you know, so Chomel, even Sekseikas Remachmeh, you can't say that. Because the Gemara carries on to talk about things that's nothing to do with Chomet. So from a Semaitre, nothing to do with Chomet. Again, ain't Safek Maitim Devada. Why? Okay, we're going to start the Gemara now. The Gemara, we're going to see there's something called Rav. Rav Ma'asim him. Most people, Tamidei Chachamim, they take Maisa. And yet we say, Ein Sofik Maisa Midei Vada. We'll see as we go through the Gemara. Again, why the Ein Sofik Maisa Midei Vada? Why is it not Ruba versus Chazaka? Yeah, true. You have produce that's not, that hasn't had Maisa. It's called Tevel. You have Tevel. So it's got Chesed Tevel. Chazaka, the status of it is Tevel. That status should tell me keep going. Against that, I've got a Rav. The Rav people take nice. So I should be able to rely on the Rav. So why does the Gemara say, Ein Sofik Maitzi Midei Vadai? Why don't we say, Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Odif? That's the question. It's a fundamental question for the whole page here. Okay, from that, the question which is asked by Gzeila Achreinim, why is it here we say, Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vadai? Why is that not a contradiction to the normal rule of Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Odif? Yeah, the Rav is that the animal eats it, the Rav is that most people take Maitzis. So why should we say Ruba V'Chazaka, Ruba Odif? I'm going to say a test. I'm saying it all now because when we learn the Gemara, I want it to be that it's like part of the Shaka Vitae of the Gemara. We'll understand it. The test's point is situations of Chazaka, but things can change. The woman, the husband can die, right? She's an anxious girl, that he can die. Chazaka tells me that things will keep going as they are. In that case, Ruba B'Chazaka, Ruba Odif. In our case, here, as things are, nothing will change or should change unless an action happens to it. Unless something mibachut comes, unless some external factor comes and changes it, then that situation should stay the ilam bo'ed. Yeah, for instance, tevel. There's no reason why tevel should change and be anything else other than tevel. Unless somebody comes as mafrish from its maitis. So that status which it was is a vadai. Is a vadai meaning that that status of vadai is going to stay like that lo'ilon void unless something happens to it. A hat, a man, is definitely not going to stay alive lo'ilon void. Nobody's saying that he's going to go up to Olam HaEmes alive. He's definitely going to eventually die. So that's a chazaka. We can assume that hasn't happened yet. We can assume he's still alive. But if I've got something which the situation tells me it's there still, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be unless something happens to it, and what's that something? How should we assume that something happens? That's a roiv. A roiv times that thing happens to it. That's not strong enough against a vada. That's not strong enough against a vada. Here we have a vadai, meaning that this thing should stay as it is, le'olam vayed, as it is le'olam vayed, unless something happens to it otherwise.
The if you have a, if you have a vadai, and then you have another, you have a rove, but the rove is so strong that it's like a vadai, then you have a vadai on a vadai.
That might be the teretz of the Gemara. Right? But at the moment, we're not there yet. At the moment, we're just building up the klalim. Yeah, the klal is that you're right, ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif, that we know, you're quite right. A rove is definitely stronger than a chazoka. But on the other hand, you have a, in a case when the chazaka is v'chlal no reason to change, it's called a vadai. It's going to stay that way. And the only reason why it's going to change is because of a roiv. That roiv is not stronger than the vadai. That is a suffix which can't be made to me day vadai.
So the, with,
sure,
with the
question, what's your question?
Ah, okay.
Have we got frozen again?
Right.
No, no, we're just waiting for Yossi's question.
Hi.
No, no, I'll see you right where you sit.
Three times.
No. Chazaka means something that... Robert's saying it's only a roi. Robert didn't say it's definitely. Zera says... By meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. By meat. That was in Azaria. Robert said that thing which Azaria said to distinguish between meat and bread was Haimai had no basis for it. So Bemet it could be that's only a rose. And the reason why we're made to by meat is because of the sex faker. In Akarami if there's Vadai, you're right, if I knew for sure that every time it sees meat it eats it up. And it's a vada and a vada, like Yeshua pointed out. But in the matzah, it's only a roif, and sometimes they do leave over. And you can't be mekel if you know for sure there was an ethel there. Why? In Sopik might see midei vada. So that's the difference between chomets, in our case, where I know chomets is there, and a nephel, where I don't know the nephel came in. If I know the nephel came in, I wouldn't be able to be mekel. The only reason I could be mekel, says Rava, the only reason I could be mekel is because it's a double suffix. Even the nephel wasn't the vada. That Mashiach came, that chomet. Even though apiroi, the animal will eat it, ain't suffix might see me day vada. Yeah. If Ronald, you wanted something?
No, I said before that, you know, maybe with Esher Lavoro, you don't necessarily look at Rava and Chazaka, but I could be wrong.
The halacha is, if you can, by Rav, if you can be Mavari, you should, but it's not Likuva. If the Shlecha today, you should ask him, but it's not Likuva. And here we're saying that you're not Yetzir Bechlal. I don't know if it's so practical to say you have to start checking your own house again. I don't know. I hear that already. So that's going to be, and we're going to see as the Gemara goes, there's going to be cases even when you can't be Mavar. So we'll see. Okay, so that's Rabbi's call. Ain Safik might see me day valid. Great, the Gemara. Everything good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can hear?
Yeah.
I can hear now. Yeah.
That's the Gemara. Pain suffering. We're in the middle of the page. Pain suffering might see me day by day. But suffering can't counteract a vadai. But Tanya, it says in the Brisa, Chover Shemeis, a Talmud Chacham that died, Benyach Megura, he left a storehouse, Melei Alpeiro, it's full of fruits, full of produce, even if they were only picked that very day.
Storehouse or a drawer?
Yeah, in the wrist it's a drawer. It really means a storehouse. I mean, go to the storehouse.
In
his house, yes, in Machsan. But hey, Mecheskes Mitzukonim. They are Mecheskes Mitzukonim. They are, we can assume that they are Mitzukah. We can assume they took trimmers maces from it. Now why? How can you assume that? Here the Vadaites really. They were certainly tevel. Vadaites really honey pay. There's something more sorry in Amiyat Sofik where they had the process trimmers maces. The Sofik loyal, sorry. And the Sofik maybe it hasn't. Because he's Sofik, and the Sofik can counteract even the Vadai. So what do we see here? In the Cheskel is Tevel. Chazoki was Tevel. It's Hatshini. We have a Roiv. Roiv, Tanchove, Ma'asim. We have a Roiv, the Ma'asim. And the Gemara is saying that we say Roiv is stronger than the Chazoko, is stronger than Chazoko. So it's against what we said beforehand. We were saying that when you have a Sofik, but the animal ate it, and the Roiv, the animals do eat it, we can't say it's ain't Sofik Moitin Dei Vadai. And here by the Chover we're saying Sofik is Moitin Dei Vadai. The Roiv can counteract the Vadai. Right, that's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara's going to say an answer. Also, Vadai v'Vadai. That case is the case of a Vadai and a Vadai. Why? The Vadai ma'asi. It's not a Roiv that they take Maita, that they certainly take Maita. K'divachanina chayzo, like v'chanina chayzo, da'oma v'chanina chayzo, chazoko al-chove, She'ein moitzi mitachas yodoi, tovo she'ein mesukin. Chazok al-chova, we can assume, says Rashi, 100% on a chove, she'ein moitzi, he does not allow anything to go out of his hand, mitachas yodoi, tovo she'ein mesukin.
Good to think they use the word chazoka. They use the word chazoka. Oh,
funny.
It's a bada.
Mm-hmm. Because
Chazaka is breathing
the Vada.
Rashi says that this Chazaka is a strong Chazaka. That's what Chazori wanted to say. Sorry. That's what he wanted to say. It's a Vadai that you can take on a happens. So let's just analyze what we have. Now, please then, when we learn these Gemaras, every line you have to analyze to make sure you understand it. Okay. Yeah, sure. You have a question before we analyze?
Yeah, so if you have a strong enough Chazaka, then it'll upgrade it to a Vadai.
Yeah.
What?
Then it says Vadai and Vadai.
Yeah.
And it becomes a Vadai and a Vadai, so you can.
Right, so it's an so really it's a Chazaka, but it's an upgraded Chazaka. Or do I not all Chaz do a
Dolph? Yeah, it's an upgraded Chazaka. Thinks I'm going to Chazaka even more than Roiv, even higher than Roiv. So it becomes a Vadai, Vadai against the Vadai. So that's 1 second. I want to analyze what we just had in the Gemara. The Gemara asked the steer. What was the steer? Vernal, this is the answer to your question. Well, the Gemara asked the steer. What was the steer the Gemara asked? On the one hand, we see by Chomets, if you know this Chomets there, you can't assume that the animal ate it, even though Al-Pi Roiv, the animal eats it. On the other hand, we can assume that Talmud Chacham is mafish trimus and maitzes, even though it's only al pi roiv. That's what the halachah of the Gemara. What's the difference? Why, regarding chometz, do we say since there was a certain chometz here, you can't be makel based on roiv, and when it comes to tevel, when it was a certain tevel here, you can rely on roiv. You can rely on roiv chaverim ma'asim here. What's the difference? It's the Seretz, says the Gemara. The difference is that the case of the Chaveh is not a Roiv. It's a Vadai and a Vadai. It's a Vadai counteracting a Vadai that you can't. With Tevel, true. Against that, I have a Vadai Chomet. A Vadai, Vadai Ma'asim. If you have a Vadai against the Vadai, you can be Meikah. Mashenke, in the case of the Chomet, you have a Vadai Chomet, and you only have a Roiv. Roiv called it eat it, but it's only a Roiv, and a Roiv can't counteract a Vada. Rabbanu asked beforehand, maybe the reason why the Roi counteract the Vada is because he could be Mevarim. He could search for the Chomet. If that would be the case, if that would be true, then we would never have had the question from Trumas Amaisis. Because Trumas Amaisis is not Shaykh Levarim. He died. He's not Shaykh Levarim. You see, that's not Bechiluk. Bechiluk is not because he could be Mevarim. He can't be Mevarim. The Chil must be a different Chiluk. So again, in Sophic Maitimidei Vadai, meaning if I know for sure there was a situation which should not have changed, then you can't assume it changed unless you know for sure it changed. And a rove is not enough. So why by Tevel can we be Mekel? Why by Tevel? Why by Tevel do we say that the Chover did take Trumas and Maitis? Aye, Sophic can't be mighty about that. Why do we say so? We have to change it to become not a right, but a... You're on mute, but it means a vadai. Aye, you're on mute. That it's a vadai and a vadai. The reason why we can assume that he took Trimethamisis is because we know that a person takes Trimethamisis before when he gets his Shavuot. We know it's not Sophic. We know he did that. No, a vadai can counteract a vadai.
Doesn't this bring us back to Rav Zera then, who with the Hulda, when you're dealing with meat, then the Hulda is like a Haver.
Thank you. Very good. Very, very good. That's the vault of Rav Zera. Rav Zera right. Held that by Hulda, the reason why we're Mekel is because it's a vadai versus a vadai. Even if it would have been a vadai, it's a vadai. Yeah, in the Chami. Rava was just saying there's no basis for such a hanocha to say there's a vada eats up a meat. No basis for that. It could be there's no vada eats up meat. But it doesn't matter because it's it was no vada that there was a meat there in the first place. No vada there was an apple there in the first place.
Yeah, but had there been their meat, then it would be a vada that he would have eaten it. I don't know whether or not Rav Zera and Rava is arguing on the metzias of a hulda or not, but it seems to me that Rav Zera is giving an answer, to what Rava's complaint was by saying by making that distinction between lechem and basar, or pas and basar.
100% true. 100% true. According to Rav Zera was taking on that vada. Rava's saying, there's no raya for it. Rishayim asks, how do you know what an animal does? How do you get Baki and all Chuldite? He only said this because of this question. Because he had the question that we can rely on a Chuldite to eat up the Nefer, but you can't rely on a Chuldite to eat up bread, you have to say that Chuldites eat up meat, always eat up meat, and don't always eat up bread. There's no basis. Well, such a hanocha. You're asking, you only made that hanocha because of a question. There's no basis for it. The chiluk is, the one's a vadai, and in Sophic might be a vadai, and one's a Sophic, and Sophic can be might be a Sophic.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah?
You also said that mold is better than chalaka?
Normally, yeah.
But how can you
use
chalaka and mold?
Because, what, here?
Yeah.
What, by the chalaka? Why do we use the word chazaka and not a roif?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we see Rashi, as we go along, it's muchach that this word chazaka, we couldn't use the word roif. This word chazaka meant 100%.
Wouldn't they usually do the ma'aser in the
after they brought in the mikvah
or before they brought in the
mikvah? Before they brought in the house.
Before they brought in the house.
No, they bring in the house. They take to the ma'aser. And then they store it in their storehouse, in their machsan, wherever they keep their tefillah in the house. Right?
The pantry.
So let's see Rashi.
I find it so hard to understand how the Gemara can say it's absolutely bad that he took Maaser. Even though he normally does, but if he died that day, you don't know how he was feeling, what was going on. There could be a lot of things there to call it an absolute chazaka as equal to the chazaka or the vadaus of it being tevel. It's just very hard to get for me.
Yeah, but that's how Chaverim behaved. They would never bring anything in the house unless they were sure it would have been definitely put for Shumatamites. They would say in motion that it should happen. They would never ever bring anything in the house if there was any concern, any minute concern. And here we're talking about fresh fruit.
He was in the process of dying.
Wouldn't be in the house though.
That's if we find him,
so it's at the threshold.
If we find him over the fruit, if we find him over the fruit holding his chest, then maybe he'd be right. But if we find the fruit there and he's not fallen over the fruit holding his chest, then we can assume that before he went to bed, he did take trimethamites. Right. If we've got a valid idea otherwise, then of course you're correct. But as long as we don't know otherwise, that's the situation that we can be quite sure happened. Let's see some Rashi. As we go through Rashi, do it slowly. We have to know Rashi, what he's saying at the beginning, what he's saying at the end. So Rashi, let's start. Rashi says...
Which Dibra Maskil are we on?
Megura. Right, you see, it's the last narrow line.
Yeah.
The last narrow line. Mine is the last narrow line. Wow. Maybe you all got a different term.
Megura.
Okay, some people have the first wide line.
Gorin.
Yeah, Gorin, right. Gorin is a granary, a place where you store your grain. Vene Yoimon, they are fresh. Vene Koinig, they are clearly recognizable. Shayon Nismauchu, that today they did the miruach. Miruach is when you smooth over the heap. You have a pile of grain, and you smooth it over. That's the stage when it's chayav trumasamaisis. And from then on, you're not allowed to eat it.
The miruach is done, as I asked, the miruach is done outside of the miruach?
No.
Inside the miruach? Meaning, can you do the trumasamaisis? Israel says miruach is where you...
Right, they're
seeing right now, they're smoothing out. They're seeing it in their eyes.
No, the seat has been smoothed out today.
What does that mean? They're walking into the Megura, and they see that it was smoothed out.
Right.
So now somebody's doing it in that room.
Okay,
yes.
Not
from prior to that room.
Okay, in the room, yeah.
So if he's doing it in that room,
yeah.
How do you know that he stepped out of the room and then he died?
Right.
He would have leave that room.
So, Barakha. He wouldn't leave that room until he's done Shabbat tonight.
Exactly. Right? But if they find the haver in that room, then maybe he'd have a suspect. But if he's already outside of that room, then that answers Bernard's question.
Right. Since they are, it is smoothed over. They're in the house. The Chol Megura, all these storehouses of the grains, the Bayisi, where in the house it is. So it's in the house. And the halacha is, say halacha is the need for trumasamaisis, is in order to be chayiv trumasamaisis, it's also to eat even arai. And the time when you rather have to take trumasamaisis is once it goes into the house. The halacha, yeah, read us to the next Rashi, but the halacha is that for something to have the status of Vadei Tevel, meaning that from that stage you're not allowed to eat it, even Arai, is only once it's come into the house. Into the house, and Yuruach, and then you Vadei have a Chiyav Shemit Tonight. Also, if you have a fruit tree growing in your garden, you can eat the Arai, as long as it's in the garden. You bring it into the house, then you can't eat it anymore. All right, then it's got status of Vadai Tevel. Well, it depends on the fruit, whether it's Teraisa or not. If it's wheat, it's Teraisa. If it's grape rice, olives, it's Teraisa. If it's other things, then you grab on. But if it's wheat, it's Teraisa. So here we're seeing he's got his war. And we see he's done Miruach. So as Rashi says, go over that last Rashi. V'hoch, kiven z'mamurochimei. They've had miruach, which is one tanah you need. They're in the house, which is the other tanah you need. They're called megura. How do I know they're in the house? Because these megurahs were the bayis, were inside the house. So they've been inside the house. Vadai Svini. They definitely are Teva. Why? Don Nigma Merat Melaftom. They've finished the Melacha. They've finished the production process. That's the Miruach. The Miruach is the end of the production process. Miruach Pnei Abayis, and they also saw the front of the house. They came through the door. V'chal Shem Tevel Aleim, and Tevel is Chal, the name Tevel, meaning V'chalo is Tevel.
The core of the status of Tevel.
Right. Tevel status was Chal on it. Mishal Shirao Pnei Abayis, from the moment it saw the front of the house. So we have a Vadai Tevel. Against that, we have a Sofik Ishom. A Sofik, whether you took Maitzah. Sofik Ishom Chovel there. We have a Sofik if he took Maitzah. Sofik Loyalsham. And a Sofik that maybe he didn't. Now, of these Sofik there, Omoitzi Peris Halolo Midei Vadai Tevel. This Sofik comes and extracts these bears from the status or the status of Vadai Tevel, of something which is certainly Tevel. Why? How can that be? How can we possibly say a Sofik can be Moitzi Midei Tevel? Only because Mishum Tiroiv Chaverim Ma'asimim. Because Roiv Chaverim, the majority of Chaverim, take Maisa Miyad straight away, before they leave them, leave the produce from under his hand. Meaning, in other words, as long as he's involved in this produce, he will not leave this produce alone before he's taken out.
That's when he's healthy.
That's when he's healthy.
We don't know if he ran out of the room because he wasn't feeling good. He's what we call a solo. He ran out.
If he ran out and he called Atzala and Atzala came, then we know there's a story otherwise. But if we just see that he died, then there's no reason to, not just no reason. We have a Roy at the moment, that's what we think it is. He noticed these words in Rashi. Royim Chaverim. That was the Kasha. The Kasha was we assumed that Royim Chaverim. Why did Rashi say that? Maybe there's no Roy even. Why did Rashi assume that it's a roiv?
Because, well,
maybe it's dumb. Something.
No, but then when you have a roiv, then a roiv would trump the chazaka.
Right. So why'd that have to be a roiv? Maybe that's what you mean to ask. But
yeah.
How does Rashi know that we're talking about a roiv? Maybe it's done a sofik, 50-50.
No, because we know that most chavarim do take maaser. And he's excluding the possibility that, maybe this
fellow
was one and he didn't do it.
How did Rashi know that was the reason here? Maybe it's just 50-50 you can rely on.
We know the results of what... We know what the holding is. The holding is that we have a presumption that it's okay. So you have to work with that presumption.
Maybe it's okay because it's a 50% chance is enough of a reason to be made,
No, we don't work with 50%.
No, because
right? So, just speaking out, I just wanted to be clear that since there was a chazaka that there was several here, there's no way we can be make a stam with a suffix. There's no way we can be make a stam with a suffix. We need a roiv. The Rashi says there was a roiv, and that's what the Gemara meant by suffix moitzi midei vadai. It didn't mean suffix is in a 50%. Chas v'sholim. We don't have a minute for that. But a suffix of a roiv should be enough to be moitzi midei vadai. The suffix of a roiv should be enough to be moitzi midei vadai. It's a question on Rava. In the case of Rava with the chomet, we also have a roiv. Roiv animals eat up the chomet. And Rava said, you can't rely on that. Right, Rava said, ain suffix moitzi midei vadai. A roiv is not enough because we had a vadai chomet. So why, when it came to Tevel, is it good enough that we can rely on the roiv? Why by Tevel can we rely on the roiv? That's the Gemara's question. The roiv chaveri ma'asimim, can we rely on it? To which the Gemara answers, hosom vadai bevadai hu. Not roiv, it's a vadai. It's Rashi. Just like we are so convinced that tefillin mikara, that they are tefillin, hachanami pshitelon, so too we are also equally convinced that asrinu, they took my son. Vein gimgum vehiloch acharei. There's no gimgum vehiloch acharei. It's not that we are doubting and we're going like the roi. We're not sure, but go according to the majority. No. El chazok of vadai al kol chavei. It's a chazok of vadai. I just want to point out the word here. There was this point, 1 second, I'm sure. We have this question that we're using the word chazaka. If you learn the sugya like Rashi is saying, it's mukach that this chazaka, that we're using the word chazaka, it's mukach that this chazaka meant that it's a vadai.
Right.
Why? Because before we started, we were talking about a rove. We were talking about a rove. And a rove is not enough to counteract a vadai teva. So the answer of the Gemara has to be that I have something which is stronger than a rove, that's equal to the vadai teva. Chazaka, it means in this case, not chazaka of rove, which you could have said. Chazaka of chanina meant, chanina chizal meant to say, chazaka achome means you can be 100% sure that's what happened. He would never have brought the produce through and left the room before taking from the Shemite. Squirrels do the whole time.
They store food.
Not squirrels,
but beavers.
The thing, they've got around squirrels.
The weasel.
And the cats eat over some fish which they bite.
It's not like, that's the difference. That's the difference between meat and chametz, because the meat, it depends on what you're dealing with. Like here, it's because, like Rashi says, it's a rove, but it's a rove of who? It's a rove of chaverim. It's not a rove of just regular stam, you know, normal people like me. You know, so it's and same thing like with the weasel and meat versus weasel and chametz. And the chametz, it could last for a week or two. The weasel might just have it and eat nibble a little bit at a time, and it'll last through all of Pesach.
Yeah, sure. I could let you go. I just don't want to let you go. That you're saying about the difference between wheat and meat and chametz. You're 100% right. That's in Das of Zeir. We're in Rav at the moment, and Rav said that also by meat it can leave it over. You shouldn't like get too mixed up.
It's spoiled.
Huh?
It's spoiled. It gets ruined.
It's a dead guy, so it's still in the tummy. Even if it gets moldy meat, we're talking about nephil, it would still be in the tummy, the bite. I don't know if it's a rock. I don't have a weasel brain. As Robert says, we got no right to assume that definitely eats up meat. I don't know. We got no right to prove that definitely eats up meat. And Robert and Jerry both said it doesn't definitely eat up comics. If you want to argue with them, I don't know, you'll have to do proper studies. I'm just relying on my study is his cycle by right, so boy Alma. What's the Gemara say an animal does? The Gemara says it leaves over. It says leaves over. That's good enough for me. The Torah is created based on what the Gemara says. The world's created based on what the Gemara says. The Gemara says otherwise. I don't know. Anyone have a weasel in the house?
The weasel is in the middle of the room?
No, in the corner, wherever it is.
Inside
the hole somewhere. No.
It's
accessible. It's hard in your house. You have to get rid of it. So, okay, so that's where we're ending up arguing about animal brains here. So that's not too good. So that's the first test of the Gemara. That's where we're stopping today. So you have to go over the Gemara. You have to focus. You have to focus on these points. You have to focus on Vadai, Sofik, Raiv, Chazakas. You have to focus and put each one in its right place. We have Rav Negev Chazaka, why it's not enough over here, why is Rav not enough Negev Chazaka? What is the status of this Sofik? Is it Tama Sofik? Is it Rav? Is it Vadai? To work through the Gemara, go over it again, from the beginning, Gurgon to Deya, Gurgon to Rava, Gurgon, now the Gemara's question of Rava, and the answer of the Gemara's question to Rava. Once you've done that, you then go on to the next test of the Gemara, based on the same type of learning.
Why was Rava not sufficient?
Rava is not sufficient because this Chazaka is no reason why it should change unless some action happens to it. The status of this Tevel would be saying Tevel Oilam. So then you can't rely that a Roiv would change something to the Vadek. Ain Sofik making the Vadek into Sofik of such a Roiv cannot counteract some status which, unless something happens to it, it would stay what it is Oilam. Right? Roiv cannot take it.
Why?
Because you've got family against it. If it's just a chazaka and hoga that could change, then Roiv tells me it did change. But if, I know, if according to the situation it should have stayed the same, to have a vada it stayed the same, then you need to care. If you want to change it, you have to have a vada it changed it.
Well, I have a question similar. When the Rav is talking about an Esha Sish, and her husband disappears. It'd be different. If her husband's 40 years old, that's one thing. But let's say the husband's 119 years old, or whatever, like 90, whatever. You know, that chazaka change or not? Or is that
the Mishnah in Gittin applies to even then not. But Kamovan, if it gets to a certain stage, but okay, that's when we learn sugyos of chazakas and Ian. And you can have that culture. The mission getting is mashma, they can keep the same. Keep Chazak is going, even then.
Which is really
tough. Okay, Shaviga benched everyone.
Optimistic.
You very well.
thank you.
Okay, I'm talking to push the lema to your brother, Mr. Press. That's no good news, please.
Amen.